Kia ora, welcome to the Render Gathering, and this is your daily dose. Don't promise, do. I recall watching an interview with Wayne Bennett, legend rugby league coach and arguably the greatest of all time. He's led Australia, assisted New Zealand's World Cup victories, coached Queensland teams and won multiple titles in the NRL. This particular interview, he was being pressed for a quote about what his team and players could promise the fans in terms of results. He quipped this very honest one-liner: "Promises are only made by those who can't keep them." I've thought about that for years and I've come to this conclusion. That statement has real truth in it, especially if we come from the context of ourselves toward God. We make promises to Him because we've let Him down in the past, so we plead to Him to make it better now and we promise to be better. God, on the other hand, proves the exception. This statement doesn't apply to Him because His promises are true. Everything we look at in God's word that He has promised us has come to pass, is happening now, or will come to pass. God cannot lie, and His promise is different to ours because He has never broken them. You see, but we miss the point with God's promise is that there are principles to it, not conditions. These are such that if you apply them, follow the instructions, or press into them, you will see the promise come to pass. I urge you to do two things today. Apply the principles God gives us in line with His promises, and then stop making promises to God about what we will do in perfect conditions, and let's just get up and do it today. Bible reading, Judges 6, verse 7. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, He sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians, and I delivered you from the hand of all your oppressors." Reflection. God had set His people free in the past, delivered them to the promised land, yet they found themselves under oppression because of disobedience. We do this often. God delivers us, sets us free in one area, only for us to find and have ourselves enslaved in another. Would we finally listen to Him, to move where He needs, and to do what He needs us to do? Let's obey today. Declaration. Thank you for your promise. I will go for you today. And that is your daily dose.